I thought today as God began to speak to my heart, and I'm not going to preach real long, but I am going to say a few things tonight. And it might be dangerous for preachers to say he's not going to preach long. We appreciate each one in the house of the Lord tonight and all that God has done and is doing. I seriously believe that the Lord is trying to get people ready before these last few hours that we got left in this world. I really do. I thought as I was praying back in my office before church tonight and seeking the Lord and asking God to deal with my heart, I woke up early this morning, about 4:30, 4:45. I woke up and I just felt the Spirit of God speak to my heart and said, time is running out. Time is running out. And I really believe with all of my heart, Brother Albert Newsom, God spoke to me in my office today and said, time is running out, preacher. And people don't even realize how much time is flown by and how little time is left for them in this life. Time is running out. Time is swiftly passing us by. I thought some years ago as I heard the voice of God speak to my heart and say, time is running out. I thought some, just brought back to remembrance some years ago as I stood on the riverbank of a river, and as I stood there on that riverbank, I watched some limbs that was floating by, and the current was carrying them so fast that there was something, that was a couple things in one little bush that was floating downstream. And I tried to focus and I tried to see what was on that little bush, but I just couldn't get it fixed in my eyesight. I couldn't get it. Things was going so fast that by the time that I would focus in this spot, it would be here. And by the time I focused there, it would be on down just a little bit farther. And Brother Jimmy, it just seemed like that everything that I, every time that I grab a hold of it with my eyes in one area, he'd be gone to another area. And that it, there was just a couple little things hanging from the bushes, hanging down from the weeds or leaves off of that. And I thought as I looked, and I looked several times, and I tried to really, really focus and find out what was going on and see what was on those branches, I never could figure it out. Why? Because it was going by so fast that my eyes could not fix upon that branch where those things was hanging from. I know there was obstacles in there. I know there were things in there, but I could not figure them out. Why? Because they were passing so rapidly. Amen. And our time is running out. You hear me? I said our time is running out. We don't have time to sit around and try to figure out this thing or that thing or what's wrong with this or what's wrong with that, how to fix this, how to fix that. There's one remedy for every problem that you've got in your life tonight, and that's to seek God with all of your heart and to call upon God with everything that lies inside of you. You don't have time, amen, to try to find out what's on this branch or that branch or over here, over there. Time is running out for people. I'm telling you tonight that the Spirit of God is beckoning me. As the hand of His clock passeth by, time is passing by you, and you don't have much longer to get this thing fixed. You hear me? Somebody said, I just can't do it. I just can't fix this. I can't fix that. You'll never fix anything within yourself. You've got to have God to fix it. Amen. You'll never fix it. I thought before I got saved, I'll fix this and then I'll go to the altars and get saved. I'll fix this over here and I'll go to the altars and get saved. I'd get one area fixed and I'd have to run over here and there'd be something else that would flare up. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Some of you have said, I got to get this fixed before I can get a hold of God and get God to do anything. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, while you're trying to fix it, the devil's tearing up something else. You cannot fix it. That's why you got the Holy Ghost, amen, of heaven to come down and to fix those things that need to be fixed. But you've got to go beyond all the problems, all the circumstances that's tearing at you. Time is running out. Time is running out, boys. Time is passing us by. Time is clipping. There's a red hand on this talk machine tonight, and it's rapidly just flipping right on by. But what we don't realize is every tick of that clock means that there is another second passed out of our life. And we have lost that second, Brother Albert, and we don't have another advance to go back and fix it. You can't go back. Once that clock hand passes a certain area, you'll never be able to go back to that area again. I'm telling you, while I'm preaching here tonight, there's things that's going on in people's minds and in their hearts, and they can't fix it because it's already passed them by, and they're trying to figure it out, and you're never going to figure it out until you bump an altar and tell God, God, I've got to have help. You can't fix it. While we're fussing and bickering with one another, people are dying and going to hell. And we're trying to fix this and fix that. I'm trying to get this one fixed and that one fixed. And God said, son, you can't fix it. You can't fix it. Years ago, I was preaching. And I mean, I was just a young preacher. And I hadn't been preaching very long. And I thought, God, I've always had a desire to help people and want to fix things and want to fix it to where, and I was preaching hard, and I got to preaching so hard that my sinuses, I mean, I've always had bad stuff, but they busted and gusted out and started bleeding, and I'd hold my mouth and try to preach. And God said, son, you'll kill yourself trying to fix it, because if I can't fix it, if they won't let me fix it, they'll surely not let you fix it. I tell you tonight, time is running out, and we don't have much longer to get this thing right. What would happen if the Lord would come back and things wasn't right in our hearts? I don't know why. I don't know why that the Lord dealt with me today about that unjust steward that was brought before the king and owed him so much. And the king said, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. I'm going to forgive you. You're debt free. You can go home. You don't owe me nothing. You're free. You're dead free. But on his way home, he ran into someone that owed him something. And he looked at that person and he grabbed a hold of them and he said, pay up. Pay all you owe me. Pay up. Pay up. Pay up. If you don't pay up, I'm going to have you cast into hell. I'm going to have you put into prison. I'm going to have you locked up in stocks and bonds. Pay up. And they said, we can't. I don't care if you can't. You pay up. You pay up or you're going to the jail. In all reality, that man was saying, I've been forgiven of my debt, but you're going to go to hell if you don't pay me what you owe me. You're going to go to hell if you don't pay me what you owe me. I can't do it. It don't matter. You're going to go to hell if you don't pay me what you owe me. Oh man, the king received notice of this, and he heard of it. And the king went out and he grabbed this man. And he brought him back and he set him down. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I give you everything. I forgave you. And you went out and had the audacity and the nerve to hold somebody else at ransom because they owed you. Not so. Now you owe me. Take him. Come here. Take him. Come here. All right. Come here. Take him. Bind him. Throw him in prison. That's what God's going to do when you don't forgive. Amen. He's going to hold you captive for all your debts. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. Time is running out. Time is running out. You better watch out. You better watch out what you're holding in others. You better watch out how your feelings are toward others. You better watch out. Because time is running out. If I could go back. If I could go back and forgive. Come here, Tom. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry, hurry. You go on. Sit down right there. Sit down there. Sit down. Come here, Tom. Come here, Tom. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry. Hurry, I got to hurry. Time's running out. Sit down right there. Sit down. Go back there and pull that light out there. Unplug that switch. Sit down there. Sit down. Sit down. Time is running out. Time is running out. The doors are sealed. The locks are set. And time is running out. There's two men in rooms of darkness. And those men are not a part of this sanctuary no longer. They've been taken out. They've been taken out of here. They're sitting in there now. And they're thinking about nothing but time. How long am I going to be here? How long am I going to be capacitated in this cell, in this place? How long am I going to be held captive here? How long is it going to be before Brother Mike comes and opens the door and this says, come on out now? How long? And now they're starting to think about other things, other areas of their life, other things are happening. But all at the same time, while they're back in those doors, in those dark corridors of that area, time is running out. And they're not doing anything but sitting there. They're not doing anything but sitting there and thinking and thinking and thinking. But all the time they're thinking, time is passing by and it's running out. The clock is not quitting, stopped, ticking, Sister May. Sister Hayes, that red hand's still moving. And time is swiftly going right by them. They're trying, no doubt, to focus on areas of their life that things are wrong. Areas of their life where things have been wrong. No doubt them boys are sitting in there right now. And they can hear a little bit of my voice. But they're thinking about, I think the other day this was wrong. But time is running out for those men. Amen. Time is running out. But I want you to know something. They're playing a game with me against time. They don't know when I'm going to open the door. They don't know if I'm going to open the door. They don't know if... And let me tell you this. You're playing a game with the devil. And time is running out on you. And time is running out on you. And you don't know when you're going to be able to walk out. Hey, listen to me. You got to listen to me real quick because I got just a few seconds left. You got to listen to me. Brother, we play games in life. We hold feelings. We hold odds. We hold this. We hold that. We think this. We think that. I'm not just on holding feelings. I'm on time is running out. But what I'm trying to really say tonight is we play games with things. We're so used to tomorrow coming. We're so used to tonight at midnight being here. We're so used in next week coming. We're so used in Thanksgiving will be here the 26th, amen, of November, just in a few more days. But let me tell you this. You don't know if the next second strikes, if time is going to be up for you. You hear me? You don't know in the next second if time is going to be over. Just about a mile and a half from here is a church on Obetz Road. And Brother Carl, Sister Dorothy's husband, Sister Dorothy, we know her, Sister Dorothy Harmon, and it's Brother Carl, what's her last name? Ayers, yes. Come to church one night. They said he just walked in, he's getting ready to go take up the offering. But Brother Carl didn't know that time was running out for him that night. And they said he just stood up and slumped over the pew and fell dead. They tried to do CPR on him. They tried to do everything they could. There was no reviving. You know what happened to him, Sister Hayes? Time ran out for him. Time ran out. I wonder if everything was under the blood. I don't know. I got to do a funeral Tuesday. A 50-year-old boy. A Marine Corps boy. A Marine Corps. I got right up next to him. And I had tears streaming down my face. I said, Jimmy, this is Brother Mike. Jimmy, you know what I said to him? Jimmy, time is running out, son. Are you ready to go, Jimmy? Is everything under the blood, Jimmy? Is everything all right? And he barely opened his eyes and he looked at me. And his reply was, I don't know. But 22 and a half hours later, I walked in the door. And the nurse said, Jimmy expired 2.5 minutes ago. Time ran out for him. And I'm going to tell you this much right here. Time's getting run out for some folks right here in this church. I'm telling you it is. Time's getting ready to run out. And I really, really wonder, Sister Mary Hampton, if everything's under the blood. I wonder, Brother Arby, if everything's covered. I wonder, Sister Anselm, if we've went to Calvary often enough and said, Lord, I don't know. Somebody stood up here a few weeks ago and they stood up and they said these words and I thought, that's strange. That's odd. But they said, you know, I don't know if I've offended anybody this day. I don't know if I've hurt anyone today. So I go to the Lord and I ask God before I go to bed, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, if I've offended any of your people or anybody throughout this day, God, maybe coming down the freeway, I've had hard feelings or bad feelings, God. Maybe, Lord, just maybe I've done something or said something or thought something. I thought it. And I thought, man, that's crazy. But you know what? We've got feelings and we've got things. The Lord looked at a bunch of people one time and said, if you even... Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. I can't finish this message. Time just ran out. I'm finished. My heart leaped inside me. I had some more words I'd share with you. But time expired. I'll be honest with you. I'd like to finish what I was going to say. But I felt the Spirit of God deal with me to set that clock the way I did before the service ever took off. And the Lord dealt with me when that clock was off. You tell Him it's all. That's it. I can't give you nothing else. But this is what I'll say to you at the end of the service. That's the way life is when it's over. When it's finished, you can't do nothing else with it. Oh, God. You'll never be able to go back and apologize. You'll never be able to go beg somebody to forgive you. You'll never be able to sit before the altars of heaven and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. You see, time's run out. And when time is finished, you can't do nothing else. But Todd, was it lonely back there? You could hear us. But you was back there in that dark spot, all alone. Did you have time to think about some things? Lord, I know it was dark in there. When I opened the door, you squinted your eyes. You could hear us, but you separated from us. Did you think about things, Brother Word? You see, that's the way hell would be. I believe with all of my heart you hear the saints of God rejoicing. Oh, I believe you hear the shouting on the hills of heaven. But oh, you'll be in torment throughout eternity because you are separated from God. Total annihilation from the family of God. Oh, I tell you. Okay. Time is running out. We ain't got time for bickering and fussing. We ain't got time to try to do this and do that. We ain't got time to sit around and think about, well, I wish this. I tell you, time's running out, folks. The hands of heaven is ticking. Jesus is getting ready to come back. Will we be ready to meet Him? Will our hearts be right with God when He comes? That clock rang out, and my heart leaped when the trumpet of God sounds. Sister Alice Miller, there'll be people's hearts leaping, thinking, "Oh God, I wish I had another 5 minutes. I wish I had another 10 minutes. I wish I could turn time back just a little bit, but it's too late, 'cause time has run out." As we stand all over the building tonight, you say, Brother Mike, we've shouted, we've worshiped, we've praised. Yeah, but I want to tell you something. Times are running out for folks. And there may be somebody here tonight that needs to fix some areas in their life. There may be somebody here tonight that God's dealing with, and they'd like to pray, and they'd like to call on God. I like to shout, boys. I like to run the aisles. I love to speak in tongues when the Spirit of God moves on me. But oh, I'm telling you, what good will all that do you if time runs out and it catches you with a spot in your heart and you can't make it to heaven? It won't be worth a dime. I tell you what I'd like to do tonight. I'd like to open up these altars up here, these steps, these seats, these front pews. I'd like to open up all this front area for folks that need help from God, that would like the God of heaven to touch their lives and to help them. I'll tell you, time's running out. Time is running out. Where will we find ourselves when God's alarm clock goes off?